Hey Tata, hola, hola Zimbabwe muhle. Mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira imchirongo wachedu chevechi diki. Uhlelo The Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019, Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Ndinomgamchira imchirongo chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, aka Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we're talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Muhle, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Omuhle, and Jalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that, one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing? As we all know, as we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +12024650318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Motion. As usual, you can join us live. You can call us live on air on +12026192077. Anoti 909 media wave frequency pa 4930 uyeje pa 6065 ne pa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet mthwakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashana.com, and lastly, we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandebele.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, laba abasithandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming in all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, njalo sikhona ku VOAndebele. So Zimbabwe Muhle, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading them live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa, most importantly, if you like what's coming out, lingakhohlwa ukufaka ama like lama heart musakanganwe zvekare ku share chirongwa kuitira kuti tione nohwandu hwedu. Hey taita, hey ta, hola ndeipiko hama dzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Oya man, Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uthi hey imali yeqolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget, Zimbabwe Muhle, to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisa ukhuluma lami ndiripo, see for the next hour, tripana pa mapage edu matatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabalo kona kutwini, mtswakazo muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. Manzwa nyayathukuzela nathi mchirongwa lamhla kuhlelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sithinta udaba loku eswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. You know, I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, who are young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nikros Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nikros. Let's hear what he has to say about udaba lukhona ekutwini. Va Kajengo, ndi nomgamchira mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimi kamapinda, ndimi kamakabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You are the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Secondly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate, and rural settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating, and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, you know, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Ministry of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
I have my first call on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renare Rapto Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Sakabata ipa Renare Nditore Mtereri. Kola kola ikwengweni, mlaleli okone ikwengweni, ngubani?
Mbongi nisibanja.
Yes, Banda, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzane.
Yes, ngingenile ngkhona.
Right, udabule khona egudwini lamhla sikhuluma ngeagricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzane. Right. Into yokuqala ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzana yes. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
Agriculture yaseZimbabwe ingathi iza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto eziningi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. So yikho kuzoyenza ukuthi agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelopi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNicholas Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, which would see, you know, the strength of the economy, isimo somnotho sethu, is within the agricultural sector. Njengoba wena uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi singa, if we look back at the agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu, if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangelawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa nakungakalungiswa ngesimo seZimbabwe angeke kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane besanzi umnotho weZimbabwe basakhulayo babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza kathesi akula muntu ongavumi ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mabva kunzwa khona vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana vangavachinyatsotsanangura maonero avo pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa tangai matiudzawo maonero enyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa ivo nemaonero avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika vari kunogara kunani naSouth Africa vari kudiaspora vari kunani naBotswana saivo vaSibanda hanza aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Agricultural sector it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maonero avaKajengo. VaKajengo, muchiripo parinari?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard vaSibanda vachiti aiwa nemaonero avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi, before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President, Comrade Edim Nangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Republic of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Land, Agriculture, Water, and Rural Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now,
I think technology iri kumbotinetsa kunoko vateereri vangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai, saka regai tisange takudropai and then tokufonerai back within 1 second. Producer wangu achakufonerai back, handisi.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo 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 and ndine urombo Zimbabwe muhle ndikuona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guest neniwo ndikutoona kuti hazve chokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. For those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement and ndiwo anoshanda kapa youth desk. Tamboti tivaunzewo kapa chirongwa nekuti kazhinji abantu abaningi vari kuchema chema vari kuti aiwa kuti Mike tipeiwo kamukana kuti timbotaurawo nevakuru vehurumende. Saka nhasi ndakuunzirai kuti munyatsowanawo mukana wekutaura nawo muvabvunze zvese asi tati nhasi timbotarisawo nyaya yeunemployment iri munyika. Right, timbotarisawo pane mapeji edu matatu vanhu vari kuti chiiko. Ukumbulani Ncube ukona ekasini letu LVOA ndepele kuti eZimbabwe asazi kuti kuzolunga then lombuso wako ona hayi kutwa umbuso lo uyahlupa nangu umsunduzwa Ndlovu uthi Mr. Hobe unjani anyaphila Ndlovini wena unjani nangu tenda imshonganze Hobe zviri sei sei watching you in Mozambique kuri sei ko ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa uTerminus Masuku wazi wafake nombolo yakhe wathi ngifisa ukungena kuhlelo Terminus zakudinga size singenise kuhlelo nangu mama Nomsa Nekevane uthi evening VOA mama Nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uthi evening Mike I hope you're well. Nangu Thuli Masoka nguye waphinda wafaki umlayezo wakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnomzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa zviri kufamba.
Thank you very much.
Right, chiendirai mberi nenyaya mamu chikurukuru.
Okay. I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration, led by Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, is now creating conducive environments favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it is very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, VaKawanda Vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying kuti vanhu vakawanda vechidiki when they are looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like vari kutya vasikuda kupinda musector for several different reasons, amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results, uyezve vari kuti they don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you. Agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to tertiary. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also tertiary, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive to our young people.
Mhm, regai ndikubate muromo nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola mulaleli ekone cingweni ari parinhare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo, kola ndiyana ari parunare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikhona baba ninjani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ah, ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu.
Mm.
Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnankagwa sithwele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima.
Mm.
Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe ngomunye owalelwa ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokho abakwenzayo.
Kodwa bababoyo nangumuntu ongisakhulayo uNicholas Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima bayalima, so indlala iphuma phi? Where's the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngirong ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami lizwelela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abenza ngayo laba bantu abezana, mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tissue kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angiboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibili ukuthi alibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izibuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane olevision, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vele aso uhulumende le. Futhi ungazi ukuthi umgabe wayengcono kulalo. Wayesithwele nzima sibile, vele akasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvulukandaba mabva kunzwa kwona vamoyo umomuthereri hanzi ini ndakarwa hondo hanzi takaenda kuhondo isi hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for kuti loko kupumayo mpinde ngambuza ngati nangu uNicholas Kajengo hanzi ndiwo kavakajengo aripo parunhare vari kuti haiwa isu vechidiki tiri kurima tiri kurima tiri kurima. Saka ndavabvunza vangati hanzi aisi tiri kufa nezhara, saka ndikuvabvunza kuti ko zhara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengo vari kuti isu vechidiki tiri kurima. Vaoendera mberi vamoyo vachiti hurumende yava munangagwa aisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vononi kuti abantu vatini emakhasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele, nanko abantu vayangena kuhlelo, ngiyamabona amahearts lamalikes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nankosinathi uthi asimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoyo. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha lamhlanje i-technology. Uxolo, so I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyaya ye-technology nasiri kutinetsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban, my smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo, let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo muchiri popa rinare?
Yeah.
Right, manzi vamaondro ava vaMoyo vakarwa hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvo hanzi isu were dying from hunger. Zhara 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 yapinda munyika. Zvino kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo, and you're producing the good stuff. Where is the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So all people, provided they've got the capacity to till the land and to make use of resources, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting to GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors, like livestock. You know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell local. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that is broader, it's multifaceted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Asiwaka Jengo, like I mentioned earlier on Pandanji Tanga Chirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we're exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, trukurima, and trukuita mari, exporter. Saka mari achi yurukenda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, sir. You know, as a country, as I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a health industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
Aswaka Jengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why do they import, or why do we import the country cooking oil whilst it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a witch watch sentimentalism.
All right, regarding the matter of Mromo, different that we are mentioning, yes, what you normally like to mention, kola mentioning, are part of Narendiani.
Masuku,
Baba, Masuku, unjani.
Man, right, minute.
I'm Pili, Lusung, and Legusher Bab.
Ngoba ungakhangela kade senza unika umzekelo sokuthi kulaba fana abaningi labantombazana abangene ku ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, bathatha ama-youth babanika ama-bond. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Yalo nje ukulima business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu amnika lokhu wazi umnika inkala kade ensimu engelamali yalima etholane. Okwamanje kadesi akula muntu olemali. There's nothing like electricity, there's nothing like idizili lokuthi kube ne-irrigation system, and the more so ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. Agula in some months. So in all aspects, there is nothing that is going to come out of this farming. It might be centuries and centuries of years, but to be very honest, I will not help you man.
So how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
In the way we revive it, we take up. I think abantu move, otherwise it's queen again. Kaba vume ukuthi ulutho lolu alisebenza abalwenza. Ukufuna ukuncediswa ngazo zonke indlela. Ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi sakuthe kuthi we've been having these people in power, labanye bayabe behlezi ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or kumbe ngama-ambassadors of anything. But eventually, if you look at it, akula nto ephumayo. Ngoba ilizwe leli has been a bread basket of Southern Africa. But kathesi is just a basket elingelalutho. So, they should find with our policies are our surveillance. Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people that don't have money, we are demanding an income line. A man that I paid a test on a kind of since he took land 2000 up to now. I was on a run out to 20 years.
Baba Masu, 20 years. Gige nga kulma lukachengo and ukachengo and he's been on the program before and he was talking about amabhanga akhona, like for example Empower Bank ekhona for abantu abasakhulayo but Empower Bank ikhona and bona even in the Empower Bank itself kuthiwa ikhona i-division lapho bakhangela ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo who are looking to go into the agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No, those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things when the Leon Kabe, Tom Banduano, which you all went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it in Awusa or in Awusa, which talk on the mother's military. Those people, there are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy Ama. As you see, Guma social media, Ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from. So when people are speculating all these things, there's nothing that is going to come out of this. As much as we are from the market, we have got a lot of this income. What I think that this is always an aloha kuma and move Ali. He's trying to just spell it right. Since the team of the income was that. Umala Tola, Mali. We told him, Malin Jan. Namuki Atola, 1,000 pound. That bond is useless. Is he going to get into the business next day?
Hayi sikuzwile baba Masuku, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. What thing is ukuthi yena ukhathe ngothini about everything you said, angithi. Right, hayi Zimbabwe muhle, hayi udaba lukhona kukhala ngani, luyachisa. Vakajengo muripo pano nare.
Yes, I'm here.
Andize hangu kuti munonzwa Ndebele.
Partly.
Right. Ma eva Masuka wapindo akabata nyaya dzakawanda but chanyatso ndi that I think stood out of everything was the issue yokuti hanzi varimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. See iyo RTGS dollar yacho hanzi ainaka na value munomuka makuseni yakunzi 9:1-9 ne user. Mangwana yakunzi 1:10. The next day yakunzi 1:11. Zino, how do we move forward? Because as umuntu ongisakhulayo vechidiki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay. I think, let me make justice on that. First, I was watching ZTV tonight where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers and payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized. It's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what we call a multi-currency system. The farmers have got the choice, one, to sell in local currency, RTGS, or bond, or even EcoCash. Second, they've got another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a multi-currency system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in the U.S. They are not, they are not prohibited to sell in forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, the best option for them, either to sell in RTGS, EcoCash, bonds, or even foreign currency, including even rand. It's usable in Zimbabwe.
Vakajengo, hurumende inogara ichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu. nekuti hanzi ati print ma US dollar imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikati what ndikutengesa forge, I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the RBZ some few years that has gone by, the 5% export incentive. Meaning to say, there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Zimbabwe is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are aiming for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
All right, regai nikubatei pamuromo vakajengo nditore mutereri angezokusingira mulalele ecingweni kola mulalele ecingweni ari parunare ndiani
ikimasera sei
tripo zviri kufamba here mukoma
andri bo ndimukoma Donald
mambo zviri kuamba
bo zvaizokuri sei koko
mushe kana muchifara tiri kufarawo
I want you to fara mkoma.
Murukunzo waka jengo wari kutawara nyaya iripo nasi mchirongo wa tiri kutawara neze unemployment uye ze tiri kukurukura ne vamiri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Wari kutuwa ne chibi mbiso chokuti wari kutawara ukadzirisa nyaya ze rumiika especially pacho tarisa nyaya ze unemployment imungati inazozo.
Kungotaura vanhu vachizamawo kungotaura kungofadzawo vanhu vanenge vashoma vanogona kufadza vavo
hanzi space iripo vamamboma for vanhu vechidiki hamubvume nazvo here izvozvo
hapana chatichabvuma mukoma taivako kumusha uko tichido hapana chatichamboda kuhwa kana kwava kuvanhu ava kana chimwe chatichambonzwa hapana nokuti zvauzvozvi mapromisi avo tomaziva
zvinogona
kungotaura hapana kana chinobuda mukoma ende vanhu mukatakati hurumende chinoikonesa basa ka inoda kungodzamba kwese kwese navo vavhukunyura makuya vanhu hapana chatakaona zuro ndizuro vatangobata vasvuda kukombandida varungu vakadzingwa mabrazi hapana chatakaona vanoda kungobatabata kwese kwese hapana kana chinhuwani chavanokwanisa kuimplimenta unza maideas hatina kana ndezobuda mberi hatina kana chatakaona mubomba youth empowerment yakatanga kare nokuti yange achinzi inobereka zvibereko vanhu vose titi hakuna kana mwana ari chiri kumonza achatambura muzimbabwe hapana chinobuda pa kungotaurawo
zvino manje vamamboma mukoma Doni kana makuti apa hatichadi nekunzwa nezvazvo toendera mberi sei nekuti ndivo vari pazvigaro ndivo vacho vari kutiudza kuti tofamba sei
aiwa hako vapo pazvigaro hakurangwi hatingati varipo havo zve asi vanongova vakazvimirira vari kurepresenta pachavo hapana vari kurepresenta pazvigaro zvavo izvozvo vari kuzvirepresenta nemhuri dzavo noti zvokuda kunyepegwa kana kuya munhu achiuya achitaurira zvinzande basa rese hapana chatingaziva
mune mubvunzo here wamamuchida kukanda kuna vakajengo
mubvunzo wangu ungatiwa hangu kupa kungoti vanozozvikwanisa sei vakakoniwa kumashure kwese nozobuda sei
aiwa regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo tinotenda
zvinovapachavambovapa tarisiro kana vimbo yekuti zvinobuda iko zvino chii akangokona kwese kumashure uko
regai tinzwe kuti
vangokona izvozvo
azombovapa
tarisiro checho chii
aiwa regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo handiti
Alright,
Mr. Kagjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years, Makakoni, Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo ata Hanzi, yango breadbasket nje. Hapana kana chinhu chiripo, manzwa mambo, Hanzi, Makakoni, all these years, msiano uripo chi?
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure, of course, the nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about a perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly, recently we experienced another, a disaster, cyclone Idai. Thirdly, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions.
they affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that have been, you know, a stone in the dung that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of food, of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And we've got a number of polytechnic that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chains in their, you know, multi facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded and embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihood and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDG.
Mm-hmm. I hear my second guest, Okone Hlelweni, umnumzana uKhulakwashe Montsanga, inhlanganiso ye AgroPulse. Yena uMontsanga Jalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Kusho ukuthi hayi, Bano Tichiba best, he's amongst the top crop, the top best, bestest of the farmers in Lizweni. Asizweni ukuthi yena uMontsanga uthini ngodaba lokho nekodwini. Mtsanga, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo bunanza.
Ngiyabonga baba Mike, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile, wena unjani?
Hayi, siyaphila baba.
Nantu udaba lukhona egudwini enengi labantu abalaleli bayangana kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukhanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo, you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger elizweni when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa besithi bafa ngendlala kumele sibili bekhulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yiphi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela, but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho eyayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Nethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe. And indlala le abayikhulumayo nethemba yokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulume kakuhle sibili ukuthi ngi-under inhlanganiso ye-AgroPulse. Lapha engiba khona ngu-Secretary for Projects. Sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo. Sithi kwabatsha, i-emphasis kwabatsha, sithi kwabatsha. Dinganini umhlabathi. Ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho, ngumalumakho. Ubususitshele ukuthi hatshi, mina sengithole i-3 hectares. Lo ethi hatshi, mina sengithole i-5 hectares. Sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini. Lingalima laphana sesibambanisa, sesiprocessa khonapho khonokho elokulimileyo njengabatsha. So that we can then live in the elikhona sesiprocessile sokuyi-end product. But manje abatsha they are not coming forth, ababuyi.
Kungani? Why are they not coming forth? Po, ukuthi what happened?
Ngithi,
why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama-reason abo, you want to love ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi, into lezi kumbe, esingathi, ikucabangela ukuthi hayi, madoda, akusoze kuphumelele lokho, hayi, akulantshenje. Abanye bethi, hayi, lokho, it's too good to be true. Ukuthi besinike ama-input konke, kathesi nje ngikhuluma, eminye sibesilo mhlangano le-Command Agriculture. Omkhulu wabo uthi, no, as Command Agriculture, we are saying young people, you know, we are not in the business of giving about land. But it's in my way, by Shola land with government, and our hand, Ebazalini Babu, the two land, we give them input. When we give them input, kirishanye na mwaka vonka mandala kata ama input nabanta wakitala, you know, those people are connected but abanye langa vayisabela kachana ama reason hawa yawesaba hawa hawazo wata ama reason watu kumpingwa hivu vila sasa.
So, Kudakwashi, tell me something. Abantu abasakhulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into the agro business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, okwakhathesi, we are in negotiations. Amele abantu bebekwazi ukuqala ukuthi inhlanganiso yama agropos was launched this year ngohulumende. And we are in a process of negotiating with AMA donors, ukuthi bebuye or financiers, ukuthi bebuye besincedise, ukuthi sikwanise ukufinance not only young people, but so many farmers around the country. So in the next few months, 1 or 2 months, there is a skwama, esimelele ama agropos, ukuthi siyakwazi ukuncedisa abatsha. But if it's about a lot of money, it's just like it's people already with land, kumbe, abasele filelo i-affidavit, ukuthi no, ninike indawo yokuthi elime, yibo abantu esibakhangelayo. Njalo nje, we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through the youth desk, elithwa ngubaba okanjengo, lo okhulumayo, where we are also identifying ama young people around the country, abale potential to become ama champion farmers. Then labo senzeni sisebenze labo not only with giving e finance but also giving e technical advice and also creating a market for those young people as well. So ukhuluma nje kathesi abanye bacabanga ukuthi sikhuluma ama crops kuphela ukuthi ngingene into eziyabo fishing kathesi we are working with a program ebinga konale ulindiso uya. But you would have been able to say, Mujatane Monse, Doma Jatana, Mujate Vashi, Zambezi. And then we process that fish, the matimba, which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming, that's part of an agropole. Creating an agropole.
Right. Kuda, what in Ugamba, I'm not going to connect with you. I'm not connecting with you.
Yes, yeah.
Right, regarding the Mutoro, Terry Rarupinam Jrongwa, Par Naran Ruz on Dinava, Atkin Rungana. Ba mkoma zvirikufamba here?
Ah zvirikufamba mkoma maimashive.
Mushe mushe ndimi kama apinda muchirongwa mamuchiti tinoita zvefarm izvo tinozviziya izvo.
Ee hayo handatenda nekundiso muchirongwa mkoma maiki vandatenda nekundipo mukana wekuti uronana kajengwa.
Mhm. Right, vakajengwa vari paparunhare vari kuteerera tina zvekare mukuda kwashe munzanka we musangano we agropos. Tuotanga, nduda otanga nengunzwa oma onrenyu nezwe sekta edu ya agriculture. Mimurumu wa wechidiki magambo nduza wa kutumunoita zwe farming. Tuze oma onrenyu.
Ya, ini mwonira angu mkatime agricultural sector. Nduko nge zimzaka oma mkuma maikowe. Pana makwanikira tingambo hiti eswe chidiki utiti kwa nsekuri ya mkatime agriculture ya Zimbabwe. Zaka oma zisinga itinuti. Nibuifaya for example ma input ndarabo tenga ma input this month ichangu tanga. Like fertilizer for the meantime ipa 250 bond nodi. Can you imagine that if I'm a young farmer can give an order farmer watch I need 2 years I did him under 20 can I say that you draw that to buy papu to that my chemicals my duty arbiter come my key Zimbabwe when I go in that can I see the agricultural based the way that is what I do is you draw that from my input we cannot go anywhere to you but now if you will teach I would be to want to put him up watch you and I feel even today in that thing that you will get $8 per liter can you imagine.
Saka zvino
young farmers.
Zvino vanhu vanga vachiti imi tikakurudzirai vechidiki kuti muve mafarmers munobva maelevator nyaya yeunemployment munyika. Zvino kana muri kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuramba izvi zvinhu zviri kudhura hatichakwanise nekurima kwacho. Unemployment yacho tozoidi totanga papi.
Especially if I can go pin up and now contract farming, which will open up my inputs to my farmers, and then by that way, to go and produce something.
Mm-hmm. Like, Munem Funzo, a mum's no candra Kajeng, where I can have a Kanda, Ivarugunzo, Ivari Popernara.
Wakajeng, Kumbiro Kubunzo, because I tell my young farmers, we are funny man, we have a funny Wakawanda spirit. Why in the Kunsu Kuapo, my lanes, when you are, you have to give those people lanes so that they can produce something to the nation. Otherwise, Mkatawapa lanes, when you are, there's no numbers. I wonder with the Pando Pinama Prize, and some don't when I'm a lens, they are uneducated, but yet my graduates, they are there, and I lend. So I would be. Even you want much on our poor land, some of them are my old some one was Tennessee. Those people, you should look at them. If you ever looked at the graduates who are there, which is more Pumkan, which are producing what is this land?
Wakajengo Murpo Bernarera. Mr. Kajengo.
Matrix, Wango Pura, Ongonzi, land you. Muna da munda ano ita inozimchirungu application ano apply through ma district lands ofedu through ma provincial lands ofedu kana achinge a ita apply ano swapa waiting list kana vanhu vachinge wa allocate kwa at the moment urumende ine urongwa urukutofamba pari zvino audit ka audit yo sizotaura nemutungamiri wedu wenyika kuti varikutarisa vari mapurazi akakurisa wana praza ya kawanda. Shaita kutile chidiki. Ni wangu wasina opa upe kurima. Wawaneo tukubata. Dakora moyo shamari. Don't lose hope. Usa tange kushoropoza kana kuti kuzvidza chini. Kwa wapina machini. Awafanili kuera nyoka ne gawe. Iyo iripo. Iyo applya. Kana wa applya. After time ya teta tisisu. Ya wanengu wa uzo, tushkanguwa zakati, kana sina kuita, ozo ya nechichemo, yetu nchoku tanga. Kechipiri, panyayanga uru kutawara ya maa input, utiara kudura. Tine maa input alipaka siyana, kune maa input etoba hako na kuti efojika, kune maa input elonje, kune maa input echibage, chwete zhulika ni contract farming. Government ine ya inoti subsidize. Like command agriculture, my price is a command. Anga haka chipa nukuti urumende ino vita chumishikamu. Tuenda tobacco research board, TRB, ino urongwa wayo. Upa wali mweshidiki ma input ya tobacco. Niyango TIMB zakare, ino same program. Urumende wa zakare, ino urongwa, ukuba atira wano, chirongwa chagarati chitwa, kuzirina zunote, zikuta se maximum grain, kana kutido onje. Zuba honi, taona rebo. Pa program ni kwa nini tunamiri wenyika inopiwa wanu pa chena. Wanu zimafa wanarebo kure wanu wakare miru wanu upeni wawo. Wanga wanu wakwe gura. Wanga wanu wakare mara. Kunyangwe wechidiki wa sinapeku changira. Murimu kategore mafa wanarebo. Umwe mtunamiri wenyika president put scheme. Iriyepo eka mirira imi. So mkachema murikunze. Tunga pinde mkati. Mshangora mamchichema. Pindaye mkati. Tabe kumfambe wakune wangu. Mausitede haripo. Mausi ya Gritex aripo, LPD iripo, mausi ya mjitikazi DA, nimangu mausi ya urumende, aripo pa kukubatirai, zirongwa ziriko, chino ya mbutawani.
Mm-hmm. Atkin, uchiri popa rinarele? Atkin, uchiri ipo ere?
Ndiki popa rinarele mkuma uwe.
Are you happy ne response ya waka jengo?
Ayo, andafara chuo sili responsi ya wa sisi nyo mbunzo futu mweka na wachiri kwa nisara kumtindura.
Uwe kupetisira?
Mbunzo wangu kupetisira, diyo kuti, tewa kwa nisa kujingazisa manji pana uye market, sisi tanzi kuti ma imbunzo kwa nisa ku access weka. Kwa pana uye market manji, nga zikiwa kakuti munu, akashinga ira kutari, nga njitika, akuwa ma imbunzo, nyingi sisi nga buda azo, bati akapiwa, gai market ngai chivo ka reliable kana ngai chivo attractive zvafanira kuti Tobago this year dakarima Tobago zvakanyanya but ndikuona market yachona iri kuti hako zviri next year I think hope yacho kuti ndidzokere kuti munda next year inogona kuve iri low kwandiri asi munhu akazvipira ake kurima ndogona kudzokera zvekare ndikanga vachitry kuti market ivo attractive so that you kana even market yacho yechibage chechaurutaura ngaive attractive zvekare because 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti munhu akwanise kudzokera mufamily I think that's my last question.
Mhm. Vaka Jengo, one more time. Let's try this again.
Kuti ngatari se ma sector ese kana uri murimi ukaitawo serie kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza woitawo ma horticultural produce woitawo zvipfuyo uye market iri pavii chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu lokali muno muZimbabwe chechipiri tinogona kuitawo market kunze kura kuti maexport zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuti tinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuwandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti somuenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hwahupfu tichaona kuti 10 kg inenge yakuita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition nokuexporta zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vakajengo. I'm sure Atkin nayo anzwa your response. Regai tidzokere kuna kuda kwasho tinzoti vangati kuda kwasho sakonecinwene. Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, Kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, a majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just, like Atkin said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. You have no love. But it learned it to avant abanga funio abanga kwanisiyo maybe for speculative purposes. While it's labana bafundeleyo ukuthi belime are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because uhulumende cannot come and knock at everybody's door. Ethi, hey, usufundile, uzothatha umhlabathi. Ngoba abanye bafundile, but they want just to educate others. Abanye bafundile, they want to be agronomists. Abafuna ukuyelima. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agritechs, offices, akunye ngubaba ukajengo, and then apply for land. When they bring a pure land, those are the people abameli bethuthukise ilizwe. But manje abantu laba abakwenzayo ukuthi after completing, they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them ukuthi dinganini umsebenzi. Awubafundisi ukuthi hambani ledinga iland, how to apply for iland. So I would wish ukuthi curriculum yabo address that deficit. Ukuthi no, don't go and look for attachments, etc. land. But hambani ledinga umhlabathi. This is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form ama groups enu, ama colleges enu nalawo. And then you go and apply collectively as a group to say, we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I get to demonstrate capacity. Then it is that we need a individual by individual. I think it's when the reality is that
right.
And then the other point I
read. Kuda is cut. Yes. Unfortunately, kodwa ngizakudinga saqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu kuhlelo lonwe labasakhulayo that we have every Sunday. Ngizakudinga so that singenise ku radio. Zulukandaba isikhathi nguba ndiyajganana isikhathi sethu yokumangoyi nguba yaphela tasuka kumagumo echirongwa nasithathi niyatsoziya ngeye unemployment tikhulukurane vakuru vebazi rinoona nezvekurima. There were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Resettlement. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile, anokoneka nemfaro. Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.